Once again, we welcome Father Wood to the phone on vacation in Colorado. Am I supposed to tell people that you're on vacation in Colorado? Maybe you didn't want them to know that, Father.
Well, they can try to find me if they want to.
Yeah, if you're in the mountains, good luck. You mentioned yesterday, you mentioned the name Durango, and it just reminded me because we had a thing on your day in history the other day about the first gunfight.
Oh, we did.
I went into my cowboy voice. You want to hear it?
Sure.
All right, there, partner. Draw. I don't think Father's impressed.
No, I am. It just doesn't sound like a Colorado cowboy.
No. Fine. What is a Colorado cowboy? They all sound alike. They're all cowboys.
I know.
Yeah.
It might be different.
I like to think my home state's different, you know.
Yeah, I suppose so. Let's get serious for a second. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking the Latin word of the day. And the reason why is it's not a Latin lesson. It's just a little levity. It's Latin levity is what it is.
And well, I wouldn't call it that.
Levity is a Latin word.
And it is?
Maybe we could start with levity. Well, let's do levity tomorrow. We'll do some research. But today the word is interior. And I suppose if you're going to do interior, you've got to talk about exterior.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. So, and with this one, you might learn a little bit about the grammar of the language, too. So, you know, adjectives have what we call a positive degree, like good, and then they have a comparative degree, which is better, and then the superlative degree, which would be best.
Yes.
And in Latin, these words, interior, exterior, are actually the comparative degree of the adjectives, meaning inside and outside. So the Latin word in means in. Latin word ex means out. I think most people know that.
Sure.
But then interius means something or someone that's inside, and exterius means someone or something that's outside, and then interior means somebody who's more inside.
So you can be inside, but I'm more inside. So if
that's
I'm
right,
okay,
I can be inside the door, interius. And you can be in the middle of the house by the fireplace, and you would be interior, more inside than me.
Oh, that's cool how that works.
Yeah, but here's my question, though.
With one word.
What it doesn't make sense to me is, what if there's no one else way further into the house than you? Then you are the interior one.
That's right. Well, and so the evolution of the word into English.
I'm sorry, Father, we don't use the word evolution on this show.
Oh, well, that's a Latin word, too. We could get into that one day. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, so the change over time of the word in English just kind of pretty much left the word interior, which just means inside in English. But originally it meant more inside than something else, perhaps.
Okay.
But what's kind of interesting is that the Latin word for the superlative, so the most inside, is the intimus. Somebody who's intimus is the most inside.
Intimate.
And I'm sure, yeah, exactly. Our English word intimate would mean the person who's the most inside our heart, for example.
Right. Well, you know, that's interesting to me because I've always said that as far as a circle of friends and even some relatives and things like that, I've always said, I've drawn the analogy of, we have this inner circle, our family, our home, and then we have this pretend wall, then there's a group of friends, then you have sort of an acquaintance, and then you have everybody else. And I've always said that to everyone in the family. I said, you know, we have an inner circle here that not everybody gets to come inside of, and what you just said makes that's... It's kind of like I was saying it
Make
without
it
even
intimate?
Knowing it. Yeah, intimate. And so inside the circle is the intimate group, our family.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah, the most inner circle would be the intimate circle, or the people in there would be our intimates,
right.
Our intimate friends or family and so on.
And so you giving us a glimpse of your family life in Colorado and your father a little bit, your dad, we have been given a glimpse into your inner circle, Father. And we are a little bit intimate here.
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah, I guess I've let you into my intimacy, is what in an older English would have been perfectly reasonable to say at this point.
Right.
So, Father, when we receive Holy Eucharist, then that's a very intimate thing, then.
Exactly, because our Lord comes to the very center of our hearts.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
That's neat.
That is the, I would say probably that would be the ultimate intimacy then, right? I mean, the ultimate interior act.
Right.
Perhaps.
I think so. Nothing really can be more intimate to us than God and our Lord coming to us in Holy Communion. I don't think anything could possibly be more intimate than that.
Right.
That's really beautiful.
Our Creator coming into us, becoming part of us, the thing He created. Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Consider my mind blown. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. That's why if you study Latin and Greek, there's just all this stuff that's always going through your mind when you hear these words. It's too bad more people don't give time to it.
Yeah, well, that's kind of why we're doing this. And
right, because we want them to give more time.
Yeah, you don't have to do a lot of intellect. Well, yeah, you have to do some intellectual thought, I guess.
Yes, you do.
What we're talking about is you don't have to devote
hours and hours.
Well, and you don't have to become a scholar. Basically, you just have to know Father Wood, then you can call him up and ask him.
That's right. And any little bit helps and is interesting and helps us hear their language better, I think.
Yeah. Father, would you say that most of the priests in the society, like, for instance, let's say we're going through the Missal or we're reading a book or St. Thomas or something, and we come across the word and we want to delve deeper into it. Are most of the priests in the society learned enough? I would think so, that they could give us a pretty good explanation. I mean, Father, go really in there, but most of the priests pretty much could really delve into it for us, couldn't they?
I would think so. They don't all have as much spare time to devote to it as me, so they might have to pull their dictionary off the shelf more often, but I think most of them could certainly, with the help of their dictionary, and they could probably give just as much as I do, I would think.
Yeah, well, I know that it's sort of a... Would you say?
Well, this is his expertise, though, Father Wood. This is what he does.
Right. I mean, this is like your hobby, really. I mean,
well, he teaches it.
It has been since I was like 12. It's my thing. What can I say?
What was it like with speaking of, since you're on vacation and with your family and your father and all that? So I know I keep bringing up your dad, but I think it's cool. We're talking to a priest on vacation with his dad. When you're 12 and you're there and you're saying, "Hey, Dad, get this, check this out, Dad." Interior, exterior. Let me read you this. What was his reaction to that kind of stuff?
You mean growing up?
He always got pretty enthusiastic about it.
Yeah. So is this something that you guys do together? I mean, does he have as much passion about the Latin language as you?
No, but my dad loves to ask questions. So if I were to sort of mention, by the way, that this word in the newspaper headlines comes from this Latin word, and he would get really enthusiastic and start asking all kinds of questions about Latin and English, and we could carry on that way for quite some time.
Oh, that is beautiful. That is really beautiful. Father, I appreciate your time. We're running a little short right now. Father Wood, with the Latin word of the day, interior, exterior. And you know what's interesting is with these little chats, I really do find myself looking at words...
differently.
A little differently, yeah. A little deeper.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, Father. And now, what are you going to go fishing today? What are you going to do?
Actually, I'm traveling again today, so I'm leaving Colorado, in fact, this evening.
You're leaving the color red, and you're going to stay somewhere where it's a little more, I don't know, less colorful? I don't know.
Yeah, and a little hotter and more humid,
too,
I should say.
Yeah, that's coming.
Yes, it is. All right, Father Wood, thank you so much for your time, the Latin word of the day.
Thanks again for having me.
You're welcome.
It is happy music.
It is.
It just makes you grin. All right. If your dad got a hold of the music here, though, it would be a polka music station, wouldn't it?
Possibly.
We'd have Catholic talk and polka music.
Whoa. Watch out.
That would be something. All right. So, welcome back to Mike and Lisa Austin here on Your Morning Tradition at Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com. We've been trying to catch up with the emails that we've been getting. Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
For sending in the...
Not only the listeners, but thank you for returning them.
Oh, yeah, for getting back on it. And oh, yeah, I have.
It's been busy.
Yeah, a little. The last, what are we on, week three or whatever, of really starting the station has been quite a learning curve.
Yes.
And continues to be so. And we will be adding features and segments and things like that. We take
it's
all of your
growth in progress.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
We take all of your suggestions
to heart
and discuss them, digest them, run them past the kids, see what they think of them, and do what we can with the resources we have. I wanted to mention before we get to this little thing, I have a little again with the lists and the studies.
Okay.
some of these are comical, and because to me. Okay, there's a good place in the world for studies and things like that at universities, but sometimes it's like they have to justify their position. They have to justify the existence of the grant money they got. So we're going to do a study and we're going to release this.
I think that does happen.
Yeah. So this is a funny one about, you ever hear the birth order? Like, people will say, like, well, the firstborn is the smartest, or the middle child is always... You know,
left out,
messed up, or the youngest child always gets the hand-me-downs, and they hate that. Well,
they get the hand-me-downs, and they're spoiled.
You are no,
yes.
They aren't. You are how God made you, and I am the youngest. That's why she says that. Do you know? All my life, it's never been just, oh, you're the youngest.
I just don't say that. You say it all the time.
No, people say, well, all my life, it's never been, oh, you're the youngest. How nice. It's always been, oh, the youngest. Oh, you must be spoiled then. Thank you. Anyway, some more on that in a minute. But later on tonight, we wrapped up last night with Mrs. Weigel's first book, The Happy Hollisters.
And that was a lot of fun.
That turned into, Mrs. Weigel's Bedtime Stories has turned into a feature here on Magnificat Radio that we didn't see coming.
We anticipated it being a pretty big hit, but wow.
Well,
it's neat.
Nice. I thought it would be nice. But even I like tuning in.
Yeah. I like sitting around listening to her story.
Yeah, well, she's such
and
a
the
good,
kids get real into it.
She's a good storyteller. So
she
Mrs. Weigel does a bedtime story for the kids. It's about 10, 15 minutes each night. I think 15 minutes would be a big long segment,
mm-hmm.
generally about maybe 12 minutes. Just enough to get you enthralled and into, and then the next chapter, she goes, and then she's done. And then you have to wait for the next night.
So the kids go, oh, you got to wait till tomorrow.
But the kids... I've never seen it like this. This must be what it was like in the 50s when the Mickey Mouse Club came on or something. You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah.
Because the kids run to the computer. They go, it's almost time for Mrs. Weigel. Let's finish up. And in fact, there they are. And we sit there in the living room, huddled around the computer, kind of like the old Victrola or something.
like the old radio days.
Exactly.
Right, but now we're running to our computer.
Which is, yeah, but isn't that strange? But the thing there is still that theater of the mind.
Correct.
You listen to Mrs. Weigel's voice, you paint the mental image, and we all get a different image.
Right.
Of what the Hollisters look like, what was going on. Anyway, so she wrapped up that book last night. And so tonight she begins yet another book, a fantastic book, 7:30 p.m.-ish Central Time. And we've been hitting the times pretty well.
Mm-hmm. You're doing a good job on
7:30.
That.
7:30. Well, it's not. I just put the stuff in there. Hopefully the software is finally figuring me out.
Okay.
The software is the smart one here, apparently. But 7:30-ish, maybe 7:35, it comes on. Tonight she will begin reading Angel City. A book for children from 6 to 60. And this thing was written back in the 30s. And it's by Father Gerald Brennan. You may know the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of these old school books. And anyway, so Mrs. Weigel will do a bang-up job again with a new book starting tonight.
Yeah.
It's really good. I want to just transition here at the end of the show real quick into this birth order thing. University of Illinois Champaign. They looked at 377,000 high school students.
That's a lot of people.
Over a period of time. The Journal of Research in Personality. There's a Christmas party I'd like to go to. Hey, it's the Journal of Research in Personality Christmas party. You're all invited.
Yeah, okay.
377,000 high school students, they found, guess what? Firstborns have maybe one, maybe IQ point on average. Over the other siblings, but really,
Nah.
It makes no difference what
What order you were born in?
What order you were born in at all.
Really?
So, and here's something that I learned from something else.
What?
A big family tends to have smarter kids.
Really?
Yes. The reason why is because the older kids help teach the younger kids in ways that you and I don't understand. It's like from a sibling, it's different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So that's pretty cool, huh?
It is cool.
University of Illinois. Good old Illinois.
So have more babies.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be
now,
awesome.
What, you have two other
absolutely
siblings.
Absolutely awesome.
You are the middle child, are you not?
Yes, I am.
See, middle children, how they turn out? That's all I'm saying. I am the youngest and the only boy out of four. So, whoa. people always say, oh, the youngest and only boy? You were spoiled. No, I wasn't. Although,
yes.
I was the golden child. So, I'm just saying.
Okay.
My mom's boy. A little southern gentleman.
I know.
All right. Is that it for today? I think we're about done.
Are we?
We've touched on everything. Our thanks to Father Wood, who we will pick on him one more time tomorrow while he's on vacation. We said only one more.
It's not a pick on. He enjoys this.
He really does like doing the Latin
and
word of the
really
day.
He really likes it when people write in with give him a word.
Oh, yeah. He was
loves
asking about that. Ladies and gentlemen, Father Wood was asking, was anybody, not out of a pride thing.
No.
He wanted more input on what should he be talking about? What direction should he take? Because he wants all of us to understand the Latin a little better.
And he wants you to get interested.
Yeah. And that is not a pride thing. He just is, he wants all of us to love the Latin as much as him. And so there we go. So thanks for writing in. And there was a gentleman who emailed us and offered his services to Mr. Owen, I think it was, wasn't it? Somebody, I don't know. Anyway, I will look at the emails. We got
yes.
a ton of them. Thank you, anyway, for tuning in this morning. And our thanks to Charles Charlemagne Riccomini.
That's right.
With the ring story. We have a lot of ring stories here.
Do we?
Well, we were kissing rings.
Oh, that's right.
Charles has a family ring.
Yes.
It's a nice ring to
it. Interesting.
I have a ringtone on my phone.
Got ringing in my ears.
Oh, boy. There it goes. See, and this is where we're already punchy, and so we should wrap it up for your Thursday. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday. God bless, and thanks for tuning in. Do you want to say your Latin goodbye or whatever you were going to do?
I'm trying to think of it.
You think we'll do it tomorrow for the weekend.
Okay.
We'll start the weekend tomorrow morning together.
Aw.
Wait a minute. I
got to
make that.
Longer.
Yeah, I got to make this music longer. Here we go. That's professional, isn't it? Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Your morning tradition. MagnificatMedia.com. We have got to go.
I know.
All right. See you later.